You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Was that time of the show again where we turn to community gems. And as listeners know, this is about people or organizations in New Zealand which are doing incredible work. And this one today is very much in that space, but it comes with the added bonus because if listeners know me well enough, they know I like a good double entendre or a play on words, and this one ticks those boxes. So I'm joined today by Zalara Holden, who's the general manager of Meet the Need. And just to make it clear, because of course this is radio, this is Meet, M-E-A-T, Meet the Need. So as I say, a good double entendre. And Zalara, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Simon. Thanks for having me.
So I have to admit, I don't know anything about this charity. I mean, obviously, I've now jumped online, done a little bit of research, but when it was put to me, I hadn't heard of Meet the Need and also something called Feed Out. So tell listeners all about this charity.
Thank you. So Meet the Need, we're 4 years young, started in 2020 by two farmers, Siobhan O'Malley and Wayne Langford, who saw a need in their local community, having gone to a food bank and talking to the food bank and the realisation that protein, meat, is really expensive for food banks to get in. Hence, you know, lots of brainstorming and kicked off a partnership with Silver Fern Farm. And this allows farmers to donate their livestock, which is then turned into 500 gram packs of mince and distributed to food banks across New Zealand.
Which in itself is amazing. As I say, I just love the title, Meet the Need. Yep. I mean, I think that's gold. So to the founders or whoever were involved. But yep, as you say, it's only 4 years, but perhaps we start with the need, because you just mentioned food banks. You know, many of us, as we read the news or are involved in the community, see there's real pressure. Is that something that you guys are seeing through your charitable work?
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, we distribute to over 130 food banks across New Zealand. But the need, as we know, has increased economical times. There's probably about 50% more people walking through the doors of the food banks at the moment. So they are under a lot of pressure. Communities are under pressure for various reasons. And I think the understanding of who those people are, those recipients that are walking into those food banks, there's a huge increase in elderly that are needing to utilise food banks. And working families or single, you know, single parent families are really doing it tough because, you know, cost of living and food is expensive.
Oh, look, I'm fortunately on a good wicket, you know, in life. Yeah. You know, so I'm not comparing myself in any way to those needing food banks, but, you know, I think most of us are experiencing, so that cost of living, everything is far more expensive. Some of us have that ability to maneuver, for want of a better word. But as you say, food banks, well, I would suggest, having been involved with a few over the years, they're already well patronized. People, lots and lots of people, what I'm trying to say. And now, as you say, 50% more.
Yeah.
But I suppose when we look at, well, you see the TV shows, lots of beans and rice and Weet-Bix, but you guys are in that, as you say, the protein side. So on the Meet the Need, it is livestock. So just to get that into people's heads, that your farmers are donating whole sheep and whole cows, I assume. God, you can spot the non-rural guy speaking here.
Yeah. So look, our focus is New Zealand grown produce and protein, high nutritious protein. So we know that, you know, for you to function properly, you need good quality nutritious protein. So hence the mince. And yes, so farmers can donate their livestock, deer, sheep, lamb through Silver Fern Farms. And this is all turned into 500 gram packs of mince. And then we have Fonterra and Meadarka, who came on board about 2 years later. And we now have 400 gram packs of milk powder that is delivered to food banks, or 250 ml UHT milks.
Well, that's fantastic.
Strong focus on protein, which is just incredible and invaluable. And it means that the food banks know that families are able to get mince. Mince is one of those really versatile meals, right? You can cook a lasagna, you can cook a stag bowl. It just goes really far. And I was speaking to a lady a couple of months ago, and she happened to have used a food bank in a time when her husband was really unwell, and she's Italian, and she just said it was the best thing, knowing that she had these tins of, you know, tomatoes and that, and she made that mince go really, really far. So it was just really heartwarming for her to be able to make a nice hearty meal for her family during a really tough time.
Oh, it's that sort of dual nature of that charitable work, isn't it? One, it's physically good for that family, but they know that there are people who care enough, which is obviously what you guys are doing through Meet the Need. So this ultimately starts with the farmers, though, doesn't it? They make a decision that, you know, one of their livestock, two, three, whatever it's going to be, will be donated. So are you sort of like the coordinators then? So if I was a farmer, God help the country, but if I was a farmer, I'd call you up and say, I've got, you know, two lambs here, you can have them. Do I drop them off or do you come and pick them up? How does that sort of operational side work?
Yeah, look, quite simple in that essence. So working with the Lutheran Farms, the reps on the ground are amazing. So farmer can either phone us or have a chat to their rep and they make that all happen. They work with the animals and they sort that. And we then utilise Bidfood across New Zealand and they help us distribute. It's a really nice, seamless process for the farmer. We want to make it as easy as possible for them. And look, farmers do an amazing job. They work really hard and they want to give back to their communities. And we're not, you know, I think the important thing for people to realize is every little bit counts. So, you know, you don't have to donate a lot. If all farmers or every New Zealander at the end of the day donated a small amount, it would make a significant difference and impact to the wider New Zealand.
Oh, definitely. I mean, look, I think we do it when we're even just teaching our kids to save, you know, a dollar here and a dollar there doesn't look like much, but if you're doing it regularly, it actually, it builds up. You also have the milk side of things. So how does that look? Because you talked about the final product. I mean, does literally a dairy farmer say, look, you can have this tanker of milk today, which would actually, when I say that, would be exceptionally generous. But how does that farmer donate milk, or is it really, is a volunteer that's making that decision?
Yeah. Hey, look, I'd love them to donate a tanker of milk every time. But
yeah. I went, whoa, that's a huge scale.
That would be amazing. So Fonterra, again, really seamless process. The farmers fill in a form on our website and Fonterra deduct the litres of milk off their milk check and then we turn that dollar value in essence into milk powder.
Well, that's just brilliant. And as I say, for me, a lot of this had been flying under the radar. So for me, it's twofold, really, Zalara, that obviously that farmers are doing this, but also in a very organized way. But I've noticed on your website, too, there's something about feed out. Is that part of Meet the Need or is it a separate?
So Meet the Need obviously initially started with the mints and the livestock donations, and then the opportunity for milk came along. And so milk didn't quite fit in the name and hence Feed Out was evolved. And so Feed Out is the brand that we deliver our milk under. And I guess sort of in the last 2 months, we've been able to bring on another protein source. So New Zealand Pork did an amazing donation to us and we've had some pork farmers come on board. So yeah, in Canterbury, we've got pork mince that's been distributed now to food banks as well. So variety.
That's fantastic. Well, I mean, isn't that a sign, though, and you'll know it better being someone who's working in the charitable sector, that these good deeds attract and draw others in. And kudos that you got the pork farmers because it's not really a particularly big industry in New Zealand anymore. So that's very generous that they're engaging. That's really just quite remarkable, but clearly across New Zealand. So this is not just North or South Island?
No, so from the top of the north to the bottom of the south, so yep, over 130 food banks we deliver to monthly. And the key thing for us having a food bank or community organiser on board is that they've got a consistent supply. So they need to know, you know, they know they've got regular customers walking through the door and we want to be consistent. So that's a real key focus for us. We have, unfortunately, a wait list. We probably have about over 100 food banks on a wait list that are desperate to have some protein. So spreading the word of what we do and just asking for that little bit from farmers, Kiwi families would be amazing. So I guess when I talk about Kiwi families, you know, you can do a text to donate, $3, which is less than a coffee. or you could donate cash.
It's definitely less than a coffee. I went and bought myself a mochaccino the other day and it cost me $7. And no offense to that cafe, but I ain't coming back.
It's a try.
But that's slight humor aside, that's actually an important point, that those listening don't have to be farmers with a few spare cattle out the back. It's actually just people who want to be able to donate some money in to ensure, as you've been stressing, Zalara, that these proteins can get to Kiwis. I will admit I have three chickens at home, but I think if I donated one of them, my wife would be particularly upset. So how do people get in touch? How do they find Meet the Need? You must be on, obviously, social media webpage. Let listeners know.
Yeah, so our website is Meet the Need, M-E-A-T, theneed.org. And we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on LinkedIn. Just follow Meet the Need NZ. And if you wanted to text, people could text 2662, and that's an instant $3 donation to feed a family.
Zalara, I think that's amazing. Look, thank you for taking all of us and myself through what you're doing. As I said at the start, I love a good wordplay, and Meet the Need does that. And look, to listeners, if you're farmers, of course, think about donating some of your livestock or milk. But to all the other listeners, people like myself who are urban, consider donating. And Zalara, look, thank you so much for being on the show and for all you and Meet the Need and Feed Out. Sorry, I forgot the second one for a second. But yeah, thanks for all that you do.
Oh, thank you so much, Simon. Thanks for having us.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.